It's a good afternoon, everyone. 3:04 here on KGYM. Coming up on the gym class, we're going to talk some high school and college wrestling. KJ Pilcher will join us live from Iowa City. Tom Brand's meeting the media right now, and we will talk with KJ coming up immediately following that. We'll take a look at Iowa, Wisconsin coming up tonight, a look back at Iowa State and Texas, and a whole lot more. It's on the gym class coming up next here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is a gym class coming your way for a Tuesday here on KGYM, 1600 AM. That is the main gym, 107.5 FM, the north gym in Cedar Rapids, and in Iowa City, it's 106.3 FM, the south gym. Good afternoon, Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann here. Full staff ready to go to take it through the 3 o'clock hour. It's your local sports programming block underway. Going until 7 o'clock tonight, 106.3 FM will depart at 5:50 as we will have City High and West High coming up, the doubleheader down in Iowa City. Alex Kuhn will be on the call of that one today, along with Eric Peterson. Girls game up first, number 1 versus number 3. Should be a very, very good game. It was City High winning the first go-round over at City. Now they move to the west side, and it will be West and City going at it again, followed by the boys' game. And we'll have those on 106.3 FM. Myself, Phil Dunn, will be over at Linmar tonight. Number 4, Cedar Falls in town with A.J. Green to take on the Linmar Lions. That'll be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And then immediately following the basketball game tonight on 1600 AM, we will have the delayed edition of the Cyclone Sideline Call-In Show coming your way. So a little bit for everyone. Coming up tonight, right here on KGYM. A happy Tuesday to you, Mark.
Happy Tuesday to you and everyone else out there. Also coming up, a chance for you to win a La Cantina's $30 gift card. That today and all week here on the gym class.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Looking forward to that. Gave one away yesterday, and we will give them away all this week right here on KGYM. Iowa State falls to Texas last night, a game that basically Texas led from start to finish. Iowa State got off to a poor start, didn't shoot it particularly well. The defense wasn't quite as intense as it was against Texas Tech at home, and it adds up to a much-needed win for Texas, and Iowa State slides back to 2-6 now on the league as they get ready to come up on the halfway pole anyway. And certainly it was not the performance that Steve Prohm and the Cyclones wanted to see last night down in Austin, Texas.
No, it wasn't. In the final score, 73-57, somewhat deceiving because it was a single-digit lead for Texas most of the second half, and Iowa State just I don't think it scored in the last 4 minutes, so obviously tough to win when that happens. And Wigginton was a high scorer for Iowa State, 15 points. Yeah, the offense wasn't there, and the defense wasn't quite there either. What's his name, Bamba?
Mo Bamba.
Wow.
Muhammad Bamba.
He had a nice game.
Yeah. People are asking themselves, as he came into the season, he was the best, probably the best, or one of the two best guys that Shaka Smart has brought into the Texas program since he's been in Austin. People are asking themselves, is this guy going to go into the NBA draft after 1 year? Has put up some good numbers. I don't think outstanding numbers, certainly, but he looked the part last night. And I, watching him throughout the year, though, I think another year would do him well, and I hope the NBA people on those committees agree with me, because I think he could do a little bit better with another year of college under his belt. Shaka Smart would like that.
Certainly would. You never know what's in the minds of these kids, but 24-12 last night, and he was just a handful for the Cyclones. Speaking of the Big 12, a game I'm really interested in tonight, Kansas at Oklahoma.
Yeah. Trae Young.
How many points will Trae Young score on Kansas? Had 48 at Oklahoma State on the weekend.
Lost, though.
And lost.
Lost, though. Yeah, that's going to be a big game. Obviously, a big game coming up tonight. And if Kansas comes away with a win in that one, that would put Kansas two games in front of the rest of the Big 12.
What did you say earlier?
I said the field. I said the field, and I ever since then, Kansas has not lost.
They haven't lost since, no.
So, Bill Self, thank you very much. The people of Lawrence, you're welcome out there. If anything I can do to help Rock Chalk Jayhawk at this time, right? The team that has got me puzzled is Baylor. That's not a bad basketball team, and they're tied with Iowa State right now at 2-6. And they've fallen pretty much out of the bracketology at this point. TCU is at 3-5, but still 15-5 and number 17 in the RPI at this time. Texas Tech is not quite as shiny as they were earlier in the year when they beat Kansas. That was the only team to beat KU. Kansas State, though. How about Bruce Weber and the job he's done down in Manhattan? That's the surprise team in the Big 12 so far this year. Iowa State, it's not a balanced schedule. It is, but it's not, because Iowa State they haven't even played Kansas State yet, I don't believe. They haven't played West Virginia yet, and they've got 10 games to go. So do the math, right? 10 games, yeah. 2-6 right now, 18 games, 10 remaining. 4 of the 10 are against Kansas State and West Virginia.
Yeah.
Coming up. And another one against Kansas, another one on the road to Texas Tech. Believe they have Oklahoma twice, too. So it's been a weird schedule so far in the Big 12 Conference.
Look at the Big 12. It has 5 teams with an RPI under 25.
Amazing. That tells you how good and how balanced this league is. Iowa State plays Tennessee in the Big 12 SEC Challenge coming up on Saturday. That will be in Ames. That's the next go-around for Iowa State. They have West Virginia twice, Oklahoma twice, and K-State twice. No, just once. Just once with K-State. Yeah, because they started the year with K-State and didn't play real well.
Tennessee 13-5 with an RPI of 12. Huh.
SEC has been really good this year in basketball. Better than they've been in a long, long time. Maybe it's just not a football league anymore. I don't know. 319-366-1600. What do you think about Iowa State last night? Their performance against Texas. What do they have to do to get things going in the right direction again and make a run at a possible NCAA? I think NIT is a lot more realistic at this point for Iowa State, but you never know how it will all play out.
I think it's kind of tough, too. It's a 2-day turnaround, and you go from home to road with only a day off in between. Not to make excuses.
Texas did the same
thing.
Iowa
State.
But they were at home.
They were road and then at home. A little bit different, but that's the way it is in the Big 12, and you know that going in.
Yeah. 319-366-1600.
David in Hudson on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line. Trey Young, for him, about 45 shots to get those points.
Yeah, he knows where the basket is.
He does.
He knows where it's at.
But also dish it, averaging, close to double figures in assists.
Yeah, let's pull it up here just so I can be accurate. Because people are shooting for accuracy at this point. Trae Young, 30.5 points per ball game, shooting 44% from the field, 84% from the free throw line, and 40% from three-point range. He's put up 317 shots. Holy cow. I did not realize that. 18 games, 370 shots.
Sounds like your Wednesday record.
Yeah, that does sound like a not me. Come on, don't throw me under the bus there. No, nobody shoots that much in the league out there. Tonight at Carver Hawkeye, Iowa and Wisconsin. And this is not Iowa-Wisconsin from a handful of years ago, or even going back even longer than that. It's not Bo Ryan out there. And some people, not very many in Madison, just reading about it today, and talking about, is this the right coaching staff for this team. Now, remember, this coaching staff has won the last couple of seasons, but they've won with Bo Ryan's guys. They're starting to ask themselves now, is there a problem afoot in Madison? And again, I will say the same thing I say when people talk about the Hawkeyes. You got to let this play out a little bit more. And Wisconsin's not having a great year. 10-10 right now, 3-4, eighth place in the Big Ten. Still have Ethan Happ, who's a terrific, terrific player out there. But Wisconsin suffered. They got beat 78-50. And that's the worst loss in the Greg Gard era right now for the Badgers. And you just don't, you're not used to Wisconsin losing by 30 points or nearly 30 points. And some people are starting to, they're starting to talk a little bit in Madison.
Well, this game would seem to be in Iowa's wheelhouse, but you could probably say the same, the reverse would be the same, right?
Wisconsin's Vegas, thinking they can win.
In Vegas, this opened Iowa 1-point favorite. Now the consensus is Iowa by 2.5.
Yeah. I want to know. I think the better, more interesting thing, and I wish I could be down there tonight, would be, down below and to our left sits the Bohannon family. This could be a tough one tonight for two of them. Zach and Jason, are they going to be wearing red tonight?
I think blood supersedes.
They were cheering last year, Matt, or at least not. I feel for them because it's a tough situation. That's your alma mater out there.
It's also your bro.
And it's your brother on the other side. So that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to see Jason and Zach tonight. Maybe they don't go to the game. Maybe this is the one they
What
don't
if
go
you
to.
Had a brother that went to Iowa State and played basketball? You're an Iowa alum.
Yeah.
Be rooting for your brother?
I'd be rooting for my brother.
Okay. All right.
Be rooting for both. You can't lose in this situation. The Bohannon brothers can't lose in this situation. Or two of the three can't lose. I don't know.
Dad went to Iowa, too, so.
Gordy went to Iowa.
Yeah.
It all evens out.
What about Mom?
I think they met at Iowa.
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Here we are going into the into the depths of the Bohannons at this time. 319-366-1600. You'd like to weigh in here at 316. As Mark mentioned, we've got that gift certificate. $30 gift certificate to La Cantina. We're going to be giving that away coming up. And don't forget the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Today, it'll be Kyle filling in for Alex as Alex is on call of the West City doubleheader. They are going to have a $30 gift card to the Fieldhouse on First Avenue. Can't go wrong with a quick and delicious lunch with coworkers or swing by after work for happy hour. $2 domestic pints when well drinks, $2.50 domestic bottles, $3 craft beer pints. That's at the Fieldhouse and First Avenue. They will have your opportunity to win that coming up here before 7 o'clock tonight. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to weigh in about Iowa and Wisconsin coming up tonight, I'm going to be interested to see what the crowd's going to be like tonight as well. It was a very good crowd on Saturday, but that was obviously a lot of those people came for the Chris Street game. What's it going to be like tonight with two sub-500 teams in the Big Ten?
And what's a better start time for fans out there? Is it 6 or 8?
8.
On a weeknight?
Yep.
You think?
Neither one is good, but 8 is better than 6. I think.
7's better than both.
7 is better than both, but you don't get that very often in Big Ten play. You either have that early game or you're going to have the late game, depending on how the TV plays out, because there's a Big Ten game every night of the week now.
Mm-hmm.
Including Friday nights and Sunday nights. I know Iowa's a Sunday night game at the end of the year against Northwestern. Iowa's not playing a Friday night game this year, which is good. Maybe that was something that Gary Barta wanted to pass along to the Big Ten. I don't know. Maybe Iowa just got lucky. And again, I reiterate, leave Friday nights alone for football and basketball. But that's just my two cents, how that plays out.
They did you a favor this year.
Well, sort of, but there's three straight Tuesday night games that aren't the best thing out there. They're not asking me, by the way.
No.
They're not asking me. 18 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher coming up in just a little bit as he is down in Iowa City. Tom Brands meeting the media right now. Iowa getting ready to take on the Michigan Wolverines, and that will be coming up. That's a good meet, too. Michigan's in the top 10, and that's going to be a very, very good duel, I think. A lot better than a lot of people say, and not a lot of change in the lineup. There is a Gunther and Young, I think, are sharing the same line, 174? We'll talk to KJ about it, about high school wrestling, and we'll talk with him a little bit about the Iowa Hawkeyes as well.
You may remember the NCAA allowing FBS teams to add a 10th full-time assistant, and Iowa has done so with the hiring of Derek Foster. He is Iowa's 10th assistant. Head coach Kirk Ferentz announced today. Foster comes from Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama, where he coached wide receivers and running backs. He also been at Tennessee, Northwestern State, and Valdosta State.
Yeah, and a very good recruiter from everything that has been written about this new coach. Now, it was interesting because Kirk Ferentz said when he was asked during the postseason news conference that has become now a staple in the Kirk Ferentz years, at least the latter years, what about the 10th coach? When are you going to hire him? Well, there's really no timetable. We're not really in a hurry to do it. Might not even do it till next year. And then, lo and behold, on January 23rd, here's the new hire coming down the line.
Did you know Jackson coached a current Kansas City Chief? Shontavious Jones.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. He knows talent when he sees it.
Yeah, he worked the junior college ranks quite a bit at Tennessee, mainly in the West Coast and in the South. So we'll see about his role with the Hawkeyes.
He's going to be on the offensive side of the ball somewhere, and it's going to push LeVar Woods over to full-time special teams. And that was part of the release today from the Iowa football office. So it sounds as though Woods is going to be doing a lot of recruiting, and he will now concentrate on special teams. So, and that's what the 10th coach was going to do for these programs. Get everybody so you don't have to share positions, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it's a good thing. More young coaches get the opportunity to get their foot in the door. I am all for that.
You betcha.
I'm all for that. And let's face it, there's plenty of money to go around as far as the world of college football is concerned. Mark, are you enjoying Tiger Week?
You know, it might get nauseating by the weekend should he make the cut. He's going to play at Torrey Pines this week. And during a break in my action at home today, I tuned over to the Golf Channel. And what do you know? There's Tiger on the range. And the commentator's breaking down his phone. How's he look? What do you think?
He's won 8 times at Torrey Pines, so you well imagine this would be the place that he would choose to start his season. He is going to tee off at 12:40 Iowa time Thursday on the North Course, which is the easier of the two at Torrey Pines, because the South Course is going to be hosting a U.S. Open coming up. North Course isn't bad either. He is going to be in a threesome that includes Patrick Reed and Charlie Hoffman.
Mm.
That ought to be great. Patrick Reed. Now, Patrick and Tiger get along, though. A little different personalities, both fiery, though.
Mm-hmm.
They know each other very well from their Ryder Cup days up in Minneapolis.
I'm not going to be consumed by it, but I'd be lying if I said otherwise that I'm interested to see what he does.
Oh, whether absolutely.
He can make the cut. I wouldn't expect him to be in contention.
I would not be shocked, because he loves Torrey Pines.
Sure, but there's a lot of rust on those bones.
Can he beat John Rahm?
I don't think so right now.
Not sure.
0024 on the text line. Tickets on StubHub for tonight's game starting at $6.
Ooh.
Answer
the question. What kind of a crowd there could be tonight, especially for a 6 o'clock game on a Tuesday night with high school basketball going on around the state. 6 o'clock start, as we mentioned, weeknight, Two teams not going to go to the NCAA tournament. So, eh.
You will not be hired by Iowa's ticket department.
Well, I'm just telling you the
truth. No, I agree totally.
I'm just, hey, they're a handicap by the time as well. I think 8 would be better than 6, but it's tough to get down there for people that work.
Mm-hmm.
To turn around, get everything ready, and to head to Iowa City. It's tough, especially if you're coming from, 2 hours away or something like mm-hmm. that. I'm not dissing on anybody, Mark. 23 past the hour of 3 o'clock. We'll take a short break, come back, and get you ready to talk with KJ Pilcher. We're about 10 minutes away from talking with him. He will join us from down at the Iowa Wrestling Facility. Tom Brand's just wrapping things up right now. So stay with us. More to come on the Gym Class right after this here on KGYM.
The KGYM Road Trip comes to you live with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's your chance to hang out while we're broadcasting and get your hands on some swag from the gym and other prizes. Want to know when it's happening? Find the road trip schedule at kgymradio.com. The KGYM Road Trip, live from Mulligan's Pub on Old Marion Road across from Elmcrest Country Club. Driven by Linder Tire Service. Linder Tire keeps you rolling during all your road trips. Visit lindertire.com for great tire and service specials.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the Gym Class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with an 11% rebate on everything. Whether it's a new garage or a kitchen remodel, you'll get an 11% rebate on all of it. The bigger the project, the bigger the savings. There's no limit to how much you can save now during the 11% rebate sale at Menards. Good through January 27th. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This ad is 30 seconds long, but if you work for yourself, don't think of it as 30 seconds. Think of it as a little over 26 cents. Because if you're driving for work on a freeway at the speed limit, you'll travel around half a mile. That's worth over 26 cents in deductions come tax time. And that makes every half mile worth tracking.
You won't miss a mile with automatic mileage tracking. Visit QuickBooks.com. Smarter business tools for the world's hardest workers. QuickBooks, backing you. Over 26 cents deduction based on IRS 2017 standard mileage rates for business.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:26 here on the program, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3. We're going to be talking with KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up in just a little bit. And be good to talk to KJ tomorrow. Mark Ironside will be joining us, and we will talk more about Iowa and Ohio State. We'll get into it a little bit today as well. We'll look ahead to Iowa and Michigan coming up tomorrow as well. Also on the program tomorrow, we'll take a look back at tonight's Iowa-Wisconsin game and other sports. See what happens tomorrow in the sports world.
Kind of a treat on Friday, Dan Schranka, ourlads.com, going to join us. Talk about a lot of things to talk about in terms of the NFL draft. Still a bit off, but the fact that I was going to have some guys in the mix in the first round, some other early entries. We'll get Dan's opinion, always valued here on the Gym Class.
Yeah, looking forward to that. And as we get closer and closer to draft day, we'll talk with Dan a little bit more. And just it's that time of year. You know, it's also next week, not only the Super Bowl, but also coming up next week is going to be the second signing period, which is just around the corner. You scoff about the second signing period?
Most of the work was done in the first, right?
Well, yeah, there's still plenty of very talented players out there, but that's coming up around the corner out there. Iowa got a brand new football coach today, and wanting to comment on that is Eugene here in Cedar Rapids. Hi, Eugene.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I'm going to ask maybe a question or maybe poke the bear a little bit, but isn't it interesting that we don't seem to get a Iowa flavor in some of these return in these coaching openings of maybe former Iowa athletes that were out there that might want to come back and give to the program? I wonder if you thought, they aren't interested or Kurt's not interested in them. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
All right, Eugene. Yeah, good question. Yeah,
could be a little bit of both, but I mean, Brian Ferentz is on the staff. LeVar Woods is on the staff.
Right.
Reese Morgan is not a former Iowa player, but very successful in the Iowa high school ranks. So Iowa's not void of former Hawkeyes on the staff, but maybe there is a couple out there that could be of some value. But like you said, maybe some aren't interested in coaching either.
No, absolutely. Well, Broderick Binns is now director of player development, former Hawkeye. In there, I'm just taking a look at the staff going up and down here. There's been Chigusei Ejiasi used to be on the staff. He was a former Iowa football player, Cedar Rapids native in there. Seth Wallace, I believe, is an Iowa native in there as well. I'm going to double check on that right now. But I believe, yeah, Grinnell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I was right on that. A handful. And again, it's a two-way street. Not only do you, maybe you, Kirk has asked former players to come back. Maybe they don't want to get into coaching. You know, it's just a few of them have made the trek back to Iowa City. Mentioned two of the bigger ones with LeVar Woods and Brian Ferentz out there. Thanks for the call, Eugene. Coming up on 3:30 here on the program, as we've got high school basketball coming up tonight for you, as we mentioned. We'll have City High at West High, 5:50 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym. Alex Kuhn, Eric Peterson on the call of that one. Phil Dunn and I will be at Linmar tonight. Fourth-rated Cedar Falls will be in Marion to take on the Linmar Lions, and that will be in boys basketball tonight. That will be on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. And then 1600 AM will have the tape-delayed version of the Cyclone Call-In Show coming your way tonight. And that will get underway immediately following the post-game show coming your way tonight here on 1600 AM.
Where is our Glenn Perkins bobblehead?
I don't know.
Well, we had the studio repainted, so we need to redecorate, but Glenn Perkins' bobblehead used to hang out here in the studio. He's retired.
Oh, he is officially, huh?
12 seasons with the Twins. I really liked him a lot, but he encountered arm problems the last couple of years and made a couple appearances last year, but his better days were clearly behind him, and he gave the Twins some very good years.
Yeah, he did. Pretty darn good relief pitcher. Pretty good closer.
Yeah, he was.
Out there. You could do a lot worse than Glenn Perkins, but yeah, so his career has come to an end right there. Tell you what we're going to do. Let's do this. Let's go ahead. We're going to take a break. On the other side, KJ Pilcher is going to join us. And as we head to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up a $30 gift card to La Cantina. We're giving them away all this week. It's good toward one of their three locations, in the Fountains on Edgewood Road, downtown Cedar Rapids, or in the Lincoln View Square in Marion. And it's good toward a quick and delicious lunch. Margarita after work, that sounds good. Or a takeout dinner or catering for your upcoming big game tailgate, because they do cater. Very good catering service at La Cantina. Caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. You are going to get that $30 gift certificate. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you are eligible. 319-366-1600. We'll tell you who our winner is. And when we come back, we'll catch up with KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. More after this.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Pop quiz. What's the most important part of a ship? Don't answer. It's the crow's nest. Know why? Complete visibility. I can see what's on the horizon and my crew pulling the ship together on the deck below. That's how I run this ship, and that's why we use Grainger. Grainger helps us keep a clear eye on our inventory, saving us time, saving us money, and helping keep everything ship-shape. It's always smooth sailing with Grainger. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You guys want to do it?
Ryan Peck drives to rural towns every week, bringing music to kids who need it most.
From the top, ready?
He dreams of showing people the importance of music in a child's life. American Family Insurance is helping make that happen right now.
Keep on sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Tim in Cedar Rapids, he is going to be headed off to La Cantina, one of their three locations, with a $30 gift card, courtesy of La Cantina and all of us here on KGYM. Thank you to everybody that called in. We will have more La Cantina gift cards to give away throughout the rest of the week for you here on KGYM. We're going to talk to KJ Pilcher of the Cedar Rapids Gazette coming up here momentarily. He was in Iowa City, is in Iowa City. Tom Brands had a news conference and talked about the Ohio State match, looking ahead to Michigan as well. We'll talk a little bit of college wrestling, talk some high school wrestling as well with KJ Pilcher of the Gazette. And it is brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it a whole lot. Stop on by. Great guy. And he'll get you set up with exactly what you need. He is located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue High V. And KJ, I believe, set to join us right now from somewhere somewhere down in Iowa City around the wrestling area. Are you on the mat? You're not going at it doing some bouts, are you?
Oh, no. They don't have a defibrillator around, so no physical activity for me. But
you would have been fine.
I don't get very good cell reception there, especially in the wrestling room. I don't know if that's planned by the staff or what, but I hightailed it up to the parking lot, so I'm out in the parking lot at Carver now. So nowhere near the mat at the moment.
Let's start on the college front, KJ, with that Iowa-Ohio State duel. For one, okay, Ohio State's loaded, right? Yeah. But some positives for Iowa, I thought.
Yeah, you know, I think that was, you know, as Tom Brand said, you know, he doesn't subscribe to moral victories. He mentioned that in the press conference today and stuff. But that didn't keep him from mentioning some of those positives. Obviously, you can look to the easy moments, like Spencer Lee beating Nathan Tomasello. I mean, that was just everything that Spencer Lee has been billed to be, he is showing right now, especially the last week where he's knocked off two All-Americans Sunday to Sunday, and Nick Piccinini from Oklahoma State and then Nathan Tomasello, who arguably is one of the most decorated college wrestlers pound for pound right now, three-time All-American, a former NCAA champion. And probably could have had another gold or two if it wasn't for other Iowa wrestlers that he just can't seem to be able to beat. But, you know, that was a great match for Spencer Lee. The toughness that he showed, that ride in the second period. I tell you what, guys, that was a big boy ride. That was a tough ride that he all except, I think, one chance. Tomasello had one opportunity, really, to get free towards the end, and Spencer Lee was able to, you know, kind of kick his legs out from underneath and bring him back down. But other than that attempt, Lee dominated him on top. And, you know, the thing with Lee, especially with the Tomasello match, he said he doesn't think he's ever won a match without getting a takedown before. The scary thing for opponents is Lee's having success right now, but there are things that you can pick out of those wins that he can improve on. And that's what a guy like Spencer Lee, who, you know, is constantly trying to improve, to have those things like the way he, you know, maybe, I don't want to say gas, but, you know, he slowed down the second half of the Piccinini match against Oklahoma State. This one, you know, it didn't really have his offense on his feet, and those things that, you know, you can correct the next time around, and that's going to be tough. But, you know, outside of the wins from Sorensen and Kemmerer, and, of course, Marinelli, you know, what a big win for him going back to his home state. In the arena where he won four state titles at St. Paris Graham, you know, that was a big win against a good opponent, really dominating. I tell you, he's one of the most fun wrestlers to watch. I really like his style, as physical as he is and stuff. But, you know, that was a highlight, the way he really performed and really gutted that one out and never really seemed in danger. And that says a lot about his positioning and how good of a wrestler he is. And he's just a redshirt freshman. He's only been in the lineup for a little more than a month. So, but you also look at, you know, Paul Glenn is in a match where he's outmanned, really, and he doesn't give up bonus points. You have guys like Caleb Young and Mitch Bowman, who, you know, they, you know, again, like Paul Glenn, they're a little outmanned, and they're fighting to the end, and they're getting takedowns in the third period. And for goodness sakes, Mitch Bowman locked up a cradle on Miles Martin in the last 10 seconds, and with a little more time, you never know where that goes. But, you know, you don't hang your head on only getting beat by a decision, but you look at the toughness that these guys have and what they showed at Ohio State, even in those losses. And I think that's something that really you can build on, and you can point to, hey, the effort's there, the heart's there, the fight's there, the other stuff we can improve on and kind of bring that across. But like you said, Ohio State is just loaded, and, you know, that's a team that's not out of the question. You know, they could match, you know, the Minnesota team that had 10 All-Americans. It's not that far out of the question that, you know, they could have all 10 guys in the podium.
Yeah, and, of course, Spencer Lee today, this afternoon, named Big Ten Wrestler of the Week for his win over Tomasello. So, good job by him. And about the only change was they have at 174, they've got Gunther and Caleb Young, I think, on the same line going into the Michigan match anyway. And so other than that, I mean, Tom Brands is never satisfied with a loss. Nobody around the wrestling room in Iowa City is satisfied with a loss. But with that being said, and like you explained very well, Iowa didn't give up, you know, a ton of bonus points. Nobody got, well, until the Tech fall at the end with Holloway going in there against Kyle Snyder.
And that was, you know, that was throwing kind of, no offense to Stephen Holloway, that's throwing a mouse into a
lion's cage.
into a lion's cage, exactly. You know, that, you know, and that was a situation I think a lot of people, you know, were disappointed not to see CM Stoll go, but, you know, Stephen Holloway went out there. Kyle Snyder still had a match. You know, that's just two different levels right there. And, you know, it's kind of hard not to it's really kind of hard to point the finger and say, hey, that should have been a better fight. Because he, you know, heck, you know, he very well could have – that could have been a pin. He kept in there and kept fighting, you know, just outmatched against, you know – Kyle Snyder beat the best pound-for-pound wrestler in the world in Sage Aliyev at the World Championships in 2017. You know, this is an Olympic champ and a world champion, and, you know, well, what are you going to do?
Well, was it due to injury that Stoll didn't wrestle?
Well, I think they're getting him some rest. I think they kind of mentioned that. But, Mark, the thing that I feel about this, you know, Adam – he's going to wrestle this Saturday against Adam Kuhn of Michigan. Tom definitively said that. But, you know, Sam Stoll has not got it, has not gotten to the, through a whole season.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't gotten to the Big Ten Championships healthy. And I think this is something that they learned maybe in the Matt McDonough's senior year, where, you know, Matt McDonough just wasn't the same, wasn't as strong of a wrestler as he was come the NCAAs because of the injury that he had, and he tried to gut it out. I mean, you got to give it to him. He was so tough and tried to persevere and get through it and wrestle every match and, you know, wrestle the top guys. And just, you know, you could see by the time the national championships came around, he just wasn't the same person. I think they kind of learned, hey, you know, we've got to be smart about how we're dealing with injuries. You saw it last year with Corey Clark and the way they handled him, where he didn't necessarily wrestle every week, or he'd wrestle a Friday and not a Saturday. And I think it's just something that they've learned and evolved over time that, hey, we need to be smart about this. And, you know, Sam Stoll has lost, or has gotten hurt the last 2 years against similar wrestlers. Nick Wazdowski from North Carolina State, a very athletic, smaller heavyweight that likes to shoot. Schaefer last year from Okie State that re-injured his knee. So, you know, the duel is out of hand, you know, and you never want to say never, but Sam Stoll is not beating Kyle Snyder. I think it's just a preventative measure, you know. Hey, this is a dual meet in January. We need Sam Stoll in the Big Ten, not just for us, but for Sam Stoll. You know, we need him healthy. He needs to be healthy. You know, gosh, you want to ruin 3 years of the kid, you know, in the postseason because of something like this. I understand the disappointment of not having 1-3. Would he have been out there if Iowa was up by 5 instead? Who knows? But I just think it's a preventative thing, and it's due to the specific circumstance where he's had 2 straight seasons lost to injury. You know, they did it against Maryland, and nobody seemed to be up in arms. They did something similar against Hamida from Maryland, and, you know, it's just trying to kind of preserve him for the stretch run, I think.
Last on Iowa comes from the text line, 1238. Who's at 141, Happel or Turk? It was Happel against Ohio State.
It was Happel against Ohio State. You know, Turk had a decent showing against Dean Heil from Okie State the week before, a two-time national champ. But again, Heil wrestles close matches with just about everybody. That's how he kind of wins. This week, you know, with Profasi of Michigan, I wouldn't be surprised to see Vince Turk get the call, even though Carter Happel was the guy that was at the media availability today. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's Vince Turk that gets the call just to get a chance after Happel win against McKenna.
KJ Pilcher joining us here at 3:46, talking some wrestling here. We talked some college wrestling. Let's change gears, talk high school wrestling here. We had Wyatt on last week. We got his thoughts about Thompson Teske too, and you were right there as well. Get your thoughts about that, even though it's been a week in the rears.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I've at first when I think a lot of the. A lot of the hype or whatever around Teske Thompson facing each other and being the best of all time when it comes to high school wrestling in Iowa. You know, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm not buying into that. There's always this feeling of, oh, the next best thing is the best thing. And, you know, I watched Jay Borschel and Ryan Morningstar wrestle each other. You know, I got to cover guys like Jay Borschel and Kyle Anson and Joey Slayton, and those guys wrestle each other from time to time in their high school careers. And, you know, there are some great matches there. And of course, you can talk to Mark about, you know, his matches with Jeff McGinnis and stuff. You know, they're two marquee wrestlers going at it. But after seeing them live at Jefferson and the way not only that they didn't duck each other, but the way they went out there and performed, where it wasn't, well, you know what, I want to really shut things down and make sure it's close and maybe make one last move at the end to win. They opened it up. They put themselves at risk, and they really were aggressive and offensive, and they were entertaining and fun to watch. And I really have to think that, you know, from the matches I've seen That has to be probably the best high school match I think I've seen, even putting it in front of Borshall and Morningstar.
Quite a duel in Clinton. Wasn't a duel, but a duel, D-U-E-L, the Bob Luters with Lisbon and Prairie going down on the wire, Lisbon prevailing by just a handful of points. Surprised or not?
Oh, boy, that's tough because I am and I'm not. Just because, you know, Lisbon has proven time and time again that they can compete with just about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, you know, they had some head-to-head matchups there, especially at 120 with Cale Happel and Conrad Braswell that they were able to come out on top of. You know, Lisbon is a team that, you know, regardless of class, can compete. I mean, they've shown it at the Battle of Waterloo. You know, they've shown it at Independence in that big tournament that they have now, that first weekend of the year. So I'm not, but then again, you know, Prairie is a team that's been kind of building for this. And you know, I think I've said it before that Prairie said, you know, King Thompson has kind of said his team's going to be stronger the closer we get to February than it was at the beginning of the year. And, you know, I think you're starting to see that. I think you're starting to see that kind of round up. You know, they're getting kind of more of a balanced effort to kind of go with Conrad Braswell and Trenton Wintermark, who really are their two leaders. You see, you know, Mike Jossa performing well for them. Derek Horak at 182. Ashton Stoner DeGroote, who I think was the MVP of the Geneseo tournament the week before. So, you know, I kind of expected maybe a little bit of a shootout, but, you know, I think that could have gone either way, really. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great tune-up for both of them as they kind of start conference and postseason stretches now.
And talking about that, conference tournaments coming up this weekend, believe it or not, and highlighted by the MVC on this side of the state anyway. Jefferson's going to be hosting that, and the question is, can Prairie keep the streak going?
Yeah, five in a row. Just kind of looking back, Iowa City West won 9 from 2004 to 2012, and it's been Prairie ever since. Blake Williams kind of passing the baton to Kane Thompson, and the Hawks have just kept rolling. But this year, you know, I think it's going to be kind of interesting because you have, I really think, five teams that I wouldn't be surprised if they come out on top. I mean, you've got, you know, Prairie, of course, going for their sixth title. You've got Iowa City High that's ranked 10th, who has made remarkable strides in the time that Corey Connell has taken over and come back to City High. And they've looked tough throughout the year. I think you got Cedar Rapids Kennedy, who's had a couple kids get healthy, and their lineup is a little bit stronger than it has been. And they certainly have the balance and the depth to make a push for it. Dubuque Hempstead's in that same category. We've seen Iowa City West, who was at the Ed Winger Classic. You know, they've got a handful of ranked guys, and Francis Duggan, a transfer from Pennsylvania. His brother, Pat, is a part of the Iowa wrestling team, and Francis is an Iowa State commit. He's wrestling now and won the Ed Winger Classic and did it dominantly. I think he beat the second-ranked kid from Dowling by major decision in the final, so that's another point score for him. And, you know, Dubuque Wallert's ranked second in 2A, and they've got a handful of guys that are right up there, ranked number one. Josh Ramirez at 160, and Colton Bardo at 170. So Wallert certainly could be, if they, you know, have a balance and have some other guys score points for them. But, you know, those guys are going to be in some pretty heated battles. You know, you got Ramirez number one in 2A at 160, and Nelson Brand's number one in 3A at the same weight. Ben Searson from Kennedy is ranked number one at 170 in 3A, and Bardo's number one in 2A. Both of those weight classes have five ranked wrestlers, and it's going to be fun to watch a lot of those battles. And, you know, the biggest storyline really is Nelson Brand's coming in. His weight class is five ranked wrestlers. He's looking to become the ninth four-time MVC champ, first one since 2012. But he has an opportunity to be a four-time outstanding wrestler at the MVC tournament. That's unheard of. And when you think of the talent, you know, the very first year that the MVC Super Meet was put together was in 1993. But since 1993, over 24 years, there have been phenomenal wrestlers and athletes that have come through there. Four-time state champs, three-time state champs, national champions, All-Americans. Nobody has ever been a four-time outstanding wrestler. He's earned it each time. You know, he was, a six seed his freshman year and came through and won and beat three ranked wrestlers on his way to a title. And then we've seen the strides that he's made each year and become more dominant and won the last two state titles. And he's continued that dominance. And, you know, that's something that just, to me, being around the MVC as much as I have, that just blows my mind that, you know, somebody is going to be able to achieve that feat if he makes it through. I'd almost say he's a shoo-in if he wins, given how tough his bracket's going to be. If he wins, he could be that four-time OW, and pretty impressive feat.
Yeah, remarkable. Running short on time, KJ. Yes, Kennedy winning the Eliza Muscatine Invitational, and tip of the hat to Marion. Marion made its annual trek to the Kansas City area and got fifth. So, a nice job by Marion. And finally, Wyatt Schultz saying he'll be streaming the Lisbon-Don Bosco duel on Thursday night. That should be a dandy.
Yeah, that'll be a great test going into this home stretch. You know, those are two rivals. And, you know, we saw those two go at it at the Battle of Waterloo, but Lisbon was a little shorthanded. I think Brad Smith got kind of combed the halls and was able to get somebody to come out at 106, so they're not giving up six free points there anymore. And Don Bosco is really has really just kind of maintained their success from those first few weekends. And it's going to be tough. I mean, it's going to come down right to the wire. I'm sure it's going to be decided in the final match or two. And it's going to be a fun atmosphere. Whenever those two teams get together, I was at Don Bosco last year, and it was great. And there's a good contingent of Lisbon fans up there. And I guarantee you the guys from Gilbertville are going to be making the trek down to Lisbon because they want to make sure their voices are heard. And both of these communities, as much as they're rivals, really love this rivalry and really respect each other. And it's going to be fun.
That's the name of the game right there. And, yeah, some of the other locales for conference tournaments coming up on Saturday. The Tri-Rivers will be at Alburnett. River Valley will be at Mid-Prairie. And the Wamac will be at Maquoketa. So big weekend in wrestling. There's no such thing as not a big weekend from here on in now in wrestling.
Yeah, exactly. You know, 32 ranked wrestlers at the Wamac. Obviously, you know, the Tri-Rivers is always one of the strongest small school conferences. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to believe the conference weekend has come up this quick. You know, in the next week, sectionals and some people's seasons are going to be over. And seems to come up quicker and quicker every year. But like you said, you know, this is what everybody's been training for and ready to peak for this time of year. So certainly a lot of good wrestling out there and should be fun.
All right. Hey, KJ, appreciate you joining us from Iowa City, and always good to talk wrestling with you, and keep up the great work at the Gazette.
Always my pleasure. Thanks, Scott. Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you. KJ Pilcher joining us from down in Iowa City. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, as Kyle will be sitting in for Alex today. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. Mark Ironside joins us coming up tomorrow to talk more about wrestling, shoe throwing, and other assorted topics from Iowa, Ohio State. All right. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll talk to you tonight over at Linmar for Linmar and Cedar Falls boys basketball. And you have a good Tuesday night. Keep me updated on all the basketball.
I will. Enjoy the games, everybody.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Play real pool. Yeah, the kind manly men play. At TCB Pool Hall. TCB isn't one of those joints with a quarter pool table stuck in the back room for atmosphere. No. TCB is a pool hall. 10 full-size tables, you rent by the hour. But you got to be 21 to get in because any regulation game of pool requires something cold in your hand. Pool, cold beer, TCB Pool Hall, on the Ped Mall, next to Mondo Saloon, downtown Iowa City.
There are still companies that care. Companies that